East Coast Breakfast.
Keshav Maharaj, Durban's Super Giants captain, joining us on the line. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Kesh.
Good morning, Sky and Darren. How are you guys?
Yeah, good.
Hi, Kesh. I'm talking to him like we're friends.
Listen, we saw our first upset yesterday, I guess. I mean, Sunrisers losing to MI Cape Town. Is this a sign of maybe Durban's Super Giants going all the way this year and not losing in the final?
Look, I'd like to think so, but, you know, it's still early parts of the competition for them. Sometimes it's nice to get the cobwebs out before, you know, you hit the ground running so you can carry momentum. But I think for us personally, we just focused on the process of getting the results, especially at home. I think if we can make a Kingsmead a fortress like we did last year, then the sky's the limit for this team.
Keshav, I want to know, you've played in just about every cup and tournament there is, right, throughout your career. What makes the Betway SA20 so great and such an amazing tournament to be a part of?
I think apart from the standard of cricket, the fans have been exceptional from year one to year two. So super excited to see what year three has in store. And I think just the tournament itself, from the first year to the second season, the amount of pizzazz and razzmatazz that was put in by the Betway SA20 team has been phenomenal. Honestly, the jump has been so vast in such a short space of time. So, you know, guys are raring to go. We saw glimpses of it last night, a sold-out crowd at St. George's Park on a Thursday evening. You know, it doesn't happen very often, not even for international games. So, obviously, the Betway SA20 crew is doing something right in the tournament. The statue of the tournament speaks for itself by things like that happening.
Kesh, I'd like to speak to you, captain to captain here. You're captain of the team. I'm captain of the catchers of the crowd catchers here. And we disappointed last year. We had one catcher last year, Tyler Smith. He made the only Durban catch in the entire tournament. How do we up our game? Just one tip, captain.
I'd say get into a good position and keep your eye on the ball. That's the best way I can describe it. And make sure no one bulldozes you out the way.
Yeah. And also, can I just add to that? Sometimes when you guys hit the ball, hit it for six, but not outside the stadium. I can't now be catching a ball from the Dalton roof.
No, it's quite right. Justin Durbin.
Aim for the people.
Yeah, if you're going to hit a six, can you hit it? Just hit it flat, man. Leave the sky balls. Leave the sky balls for Pretoria, okay?
Yeah. Kesh, listen, good luck today. We'll be at the match.
We will see you guys later. And if those haven't got their tickets yet, please get your tickets. It's going to be an action-packed day with hopefully the band and display that we portrayed last year with a little bit of spice to it, the double lingo, and we'll make you guys proud.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.